This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. President-elect Joe Biden says he's hopeful that Republicans in Congress will be more willing to send money to state and local governments after President Donald Trump leaves office. At a virtual discussion the president-elect held with health care workers on Wednesday, Biden promised to make such funding a priority when he takes office in January.
We've been unable to get access to the kinds of things we need to know about the depth of the stockpiles. We know there's not much at all. We get to the point where we have a sense of when these vaccines comes out, how they'll be distributed, who'll be first in line, what the plan is.
Congressional Democrats and Republicans generally say a new stimulus bill is needed, but they disagree on how much money should go to local governments. States are facing massive financial shortfalls as a result of lost tax revenue related to the pandemic that might threaten local health care systems, law enforcement, and education. New York City's school district, the largest in the United States, will halt in-person learning on Thursday. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, in announcing the move on Wednesday, said nobody wants it, but he believes it is necessary.
Unfortunately, as of today, on our seven-day rolling average for coronavirus positivity, New York City has hit exactly 3.0%. And as a result, we do need to close our schools for the coming days.
The mayor's decision came as government officials in dozens of states have weighed or implemented shutdown measures in recent days to stem an unprecedented rate of new COVID-19 infections heading into the winter. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.